Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Well, today, I think that it follows what I've been speaking about, that this really is a journey of faith. Our life is a journey of faith. And if we don't cultivate our faith, if we don't strengthen it, or we don't correct it, it assumes no place in our lives. And yet, our faith should really determine almost everything we do, especially in our relationship with other persons, in our relationship with ourselves. We need, I know that's a strange way to say our relationship with ourselves, but we do have one, even if we don't acknowledge it. We want to be a people who are so confident that God is faithful to his promises. We want to have that kind of faith. Ask God for it. As I've said to you so many, many times on the radio, ask him for it every day. Don't just ask him once. He wants to see your genuineness. If you mean it, he'll increase your faith. He'll do it in some surprising ways. So just be attentive to him. But ask God to increase your faith so you can stand firm and strong and be of help to other people. I remember talking to one man. I said to him, "Do you believe?" And he just stared at me. "Believe what?" And I said, "Do you believe in God?" He said, "Oh, there's no God. We just live our life and then we die and we die. That's all there is." And I thought, my goodness. And no matter what I said, he just walked away. I couldn't reach him. He walked away. Brothers and sisters, I pray that someone else be given that opportunity. It could be you to reach out to that man. And how many more people like that are there in every city and town in which we live? There's so many people without faith. I want you to be men and women of real faith. Some people say, "Oh, that's a pipe dream." Base it on the scripture. What does God have for us? Since I've had this stroke, I've been thinking more about death. And I thought, what am I going to say to Jesus when I see him? I don't know. I don't know quite how to accept that I love him. And that probably words would be needless. But brothers and sisters, we do have to contend with the fact that for all of us, faith can get shaken at times. We can wonder, is there a God? Does God care? Of course he does. He cares immensely. But it's our going to him rather than saying, "Well, if God can take care of this, then God will take care of it." But going to him, "Lord, help me," or "Help me to understand," or "Show me what you're accomplishing. Because I have such a hard time doing this. Help me to believe. Help me to trust you through thick and thin." And there are a number of thin things in our lives that do happen that are very, very difficult. But we are all going to be reunited one day, all of us, in the face of the earth. Brothers and sisters, we won't have trouble with languages. At least I think I'm pretty sure of that, unless they give you some course up there. But I don't think we'll understand one another. And we'll rejoice forever, forever. So, brothers and sisters, let's take this Advent as a time to say, "Lord, I want you to help me increase my faith." That's what I want. I want you to help me increase my faith, to believe in you, Lord, to believe in your hand, to believe in your actions, to believe what the church teaches us. When there are difficulties and challenges, Lord, you are the author of all faith. Help me to live through this. Help me what to be. Help me how to act. Who should I be reaching out to? All those kinds of things. Don't just go into your own little inner world, but reach out beyond your world. God will show you the pathway. The first reading for today is taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 26, verses 1 to 6. "On that day, they will sing this song in the land of Judah, A strong city have we. He sets up walls and ramparts to protect us. Open up the gates to let in a nation that is just, one that keeps faith. A nation of firm purpose you keep in peace, for it's trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever. God can work through so many obstacles. He can work through all of them. Our job is to do what our part is and to trust him. Trust him. He humbles those in high places. The lofty city he brings down. He tumbles it to the ground, levels it with dust. It is trampled underfoot by the needy, by the footsteps of the poor. Trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. He will see us through, all of us. Whatever the trials and difficulties we have in life, he will see us through. He really will. But we need to trust him. Turn to him. Ask him. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. There are many people, brothers and sisters, who do have faith. Listen to them. If you can, talk with them. Be encouraged by them. But we all want to grow in faith and hope and charity, especially. We all need to grow. But I'm focused right now on faith, and we want our faith to be grounded in the truth, in the truth. If you don't understand something and you think, oh, I'm embarrassed or I don't want to ask because I don't know and I should know, don't do that. Just say, you know, I've never really understood this. Could somebody help me? Or go to somebody you know and trust. But learn what Jesus has told us, what he has promised us, what awaits us. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. That's Psalm 118. And that's what we want to be to one another. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. Open to me the gates of justice. I will enter them and give thanks to the Lord. This gate is the Lord's. The just shall enter it. I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me and been my Savior. You have been my Savior. Lord, grant salvation. Lord, grant prosperity. And the song concludes with, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has given us light. He has, brothers and sisters. He hasn't given us a map to read, but he's urged us, put your trust in me. Put your trust in me. It's hard, brothers and sisters, but ask for it every day. Read the scriptures if you can every day, even if it's few verses, but read it every day. Let the Word of God, in a certain sense, let the Word of God engulf you. And really, even if it's only reading two or three sentences and you read them over two or three times, that'll be fine if you don't have time. But if you have time, read a chapter. Read the readings of the day. It's a very good way to learn much of the scripture, is to follow the readings of the day. I beg you, take time to do that. If you have questions, just write to me, Renewal Ministries, Sister Ann. Well, probably it's annshields@renewalministries.net. Just write to me. Give me your questions. I have a little more time right now, in a certain sense, that I could answer a few. I can't answer tons of questions, but if you gave me one question or two, I'll be glad to try for you. And Gospel of Matthew chapter 7, 21, and then 24 to 27. Jesus said to his disciples, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Lord, I want you. To find you, I need to do your will. Teach me, help me, strengthen me. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined. I don't want anyone listening to this program to ever be ruined. And I want to encourage you right now, increase your faith. Ask God, increase my faith. Give me, show me, help me through the scriptures. Teach me what you've taught us. Teach me and help me to understand it so that I might follow you. He is your Savior. He is your Lord. He is the Messiah. He is the King. He's your Father. He is the Son. He is the Holy Spirit. This is God you want to throw your arms wide open during this Advent season and say, Lord, I want to know you. I want to follow you. Ask him. And ask him directly. You say, oh, well, God knows that. Say it to him every day. Say it to him several times a day. Lord, I want to follow you. Pope Benedict said something that I want to leave you with if I can, because it's very powerful. He says, if we remain alone with our own strength, we do not succeed in building our life as a firmly established house. Our strength, our wisdom are not enough for that. Is human life therefore absurd? Is it despair, a meaningless path towards death? The gospel tells us there is the one who is truly wise. He has found the rock, and he himself, his word, is the rock. He himself has laid the foundation of the house. We are wise if we leave the foolish isolation of self-realization that builds on the sand of our ability. We are wise if we do not try in isolation with everyone acting for himself or herself to build the purely private house of our own individual life. Don't do it, brothers and sisters. Those are my words. And Pope Benedict concludes, it is our wisdom to build the joint house with him so that we ourselves become his living house. And how do we do that? By growing in our faith, by bringing things to him throughout the day. Lord, I don't mean every single thing, but things that elude you, things that frustrate you or make you sorrowful, bring those things to him right away. Just say, Lord, help me, teach me. Let me, Lord, grow in faith so that I might help others. Brothers and sisters, Benedict was marvelous in what he writes to us. And I would encourage you, if you get a chance to look back through the, you can easily do it online, just go back and read some of the teachings of Benedict, especially about faith. Look them up, ponder them, take time. He's very, very good. And I ask that his teaching, his wisdom would bless you and strengthen you so that you truly can become a disciple of Christ, so that you truly, truly can love him. Not just say, oh yeah, I love God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Brothers and sisters, may God increase your faith. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.